MPEP Chapter 200, Types, Cross-Noting, and the Status of Application. Chapter 200 discusses a wide array of important topics. These include the differences between national and international applications, the correction of inventorship and patent applications, and a general overview of the different types of applications that may be filed to the PTO. There are several different application types in all, including provisional, non-provisional, regular, divisional, continuation in part, continuing, continued prosecution applications, substitute, statutory invention registration, and reissue applications. Under specific conditions, an applicant may want to claim the earlier filing date of a previously filed application. This procedure is covered in the section on the right of priority of an application. It is possible to claim the priority of an earlier U.S. application or even applications filed in participating foreign countries. Another important review topic covered in this chapter is the application status, such as whether the application is pending, rejected, or has been abandoned. Chapter 200 provides an overview for many other sections of the MPEP and should therefore be thoroughly reviewed. The section on different application types provides a basis for an understanding of patent applications. You should plan to read and then reread this section. The subtle differences between the continuing applications, CIPs, and CPAs will most certainly be tested. The exam will probably contain a specific question or two directed at correcting the inventorship of an application. Priority claims will also be tested in a couple of questions. Usually, the conditions for meeting the right of priority of an application are incorporated into the test in at least one question. Application types. Non-provisional contains at least one claim, is not abandoned after 12 months, and requires an oath or a declaration. Provisional contains no claims, is abandoned after 12 months, no oath or declaration is required. Conversion of a non-provisional to a provisional application requires a petition under 37 CFR 1.53C2 and a fee, and the non-provisional will become provisional and will keep the original filing date of the non-provisional. Conversion of a provisional to a non-provisional application. Rules governing the conversion of a provisional application to a non-provisional application. In the case of a successful conversion, there is only one application, and that application has a single filing date, the filing date of the provisional application. The conversion of a provisional application to a non-provisional application will adversely impact on the term of any patent to issue from the application. The conversion of a provisional application to a non-provisional will result in the term of any patent to issue from the application being measured from at least the filing date of the provisional application. An applicant having filed a provisional application can avoid any adverse patent term impact resulting from converting the provisional application to a non-provisional application by instead filing a non-provisional claiming the benefit of the provisional application under 35 U.S.C. 119E. For a non-provisional application to properly claim the benefit of the filing date of the provisional application, the provisional application must be entitled to a filing date and the basic filing fee must be paid within the time period set forth. The continuing application. If a patent examiner rejects one or more of the claims filed in an original application, a continuation application may be filed within 3 months of the rejection. A continuation requires a new fee, newly written claims, and receives a new filing date. However, the original filing date will be used to determine any prior art disputes. The same subject matter is included in both. No new matter is acceptable. Rules governing continuation applications. A continuation application may be filed during the pendency of the parent. A continuation need only have one inventor in common. A continuation application may be filed under 35 U.S.C. 111A by providing a new specification and drawings, and a newly executed declaration provided the new specification and drawings do not contain any subject matter that would have been considered new matter in the prior application. A continuation application may be a second, third, etc. application by the same applicant for the same invention, be filed in the 37 CFR 153B or D, be filed before the parent application becomes abandoned. Continuation in part application, CIP. If an inventor makes improvements after he or she files the original application, he or she may file a continuation in part application to cover the improvements. The new material will have the filing date of the CIP application, while the old material will still retain the filing date of the original application. For continuation in part applications, the first application must be co-pending, and the CIP will retain the earlier filing date. The CIP contains new matter over the patent application. Some substantial portion of all of the earlier applications is repeated. Some new matter is added. A fresh set of papers with a new oath must be sent. They must be filed before the parent application becomes abandoned. There is some new subject matter involved, and they may be filed under 37 CFR 153B. Continued prosecution applications, or CPA. A continuation application of a prior non-provisional application claiming a design may be filed as a continued prosecution application. A continued prosecution applications are filed under 37 CFR 1.53D. These have the same serial number as its parents, although no reference to the parent is inserted into the specification. They cannot be filed for provisional applications, and they cannot be filed for PCT applications if they are in the national stage. Correction of inventorship. 37 CFR 148A. This rule is used to guide as a guideline for the correction of inventorship. It discusses the correction of inventorship for all applications, except for reissues. The assignee's written consent is not required if an inventor is being deleted because some of the claims were deleted during the prosecution. A petition under 37 CFR 148, 1.48 is not required where the claim and the inventorship match in the end. There is a spelling error in the name of the inventor. The inventor's name has changed. A court issued an order for the correction of the invention of a patent. There was no change in the individual, but the incorrect name was given. A non-provisional application in 37 CFR 111A was filed on or after 12/1/97. Which lists the names of the correct inventors, but the inventive entity differs. A provisional application was filed on or after 12/1/97, which lists the names of the correct inventors, but the inventive entity of the cover on the cover sheet differs. Right of priority of an application. Foreign priority may be claimed under 35 U.S.C. 119A, D, or F. The conditions for receiving the benefit of the filing date of a priority application filed in a foreign country include that the foreign application must be by the same inventor or by his or her legal representatives or assignees. The application must have been filed within 12 months from the date of the earliest foreign filing in a recognized country. It must be for the same invention. And the foreign application must be filed where similar privileges are bestowed upon an applicant after filing application, like an inventor's certificate. When claiming domestic priority under 35 U.S.C. 120 or 119E, The same disclosure must be present. The application must be co-pending. A reference to the prior application must be made. At least one common inventor must be presented. It must be filed for within the appropriate time period. The application must be properly translated in English. And that's it for Chapter 200.